Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stages of the Heart by Joe Goodman. Narrated by Charlotte North. 1. Cabin Creek Trail, Colorado Territory, May 1872. There was no room to stretch. Of all the discomforts one experienced traveling by stagecoach, the lack of leg and elbow room was at the forefront of McCall Landry's mind. He imagined extending his long legs to the opposite bench seat and resting his boot heels between the corpulent assemblyman on the left and the snake oil drummer in the center. If the drummer would only press himself closer to the heavily bearded miner on his right, Call figured there'd be about enough room to affect the semi-prone posture that suited him. Call believed in never standing when you could lean, never leaning when you could sit, and never sitting when you could be lying flat on your back staring at the clouds in daylight or stars in the night sky. Call thought a man should have beliefs, and if he stood by anything, he stood by this one. There was no chance of putting his belief to the test now, as he was wedged between a dandy who breathed behind a handkerchief to avoid the road dust that seeped into the stage, and a flatulent minister who had been white-knuckling a Bible since boarding the stage in Denver. Given the narrow route, much of it mountain on one side and gully on the other, clutching the Bible was understandable. The flatulence, though, was a trespass. A slim smile changed the shape of Call's mouth as he considered taking the dandy's handkerchief and using it to cover his own nose and mouth. It had been at least 20 minutes since the minister passed gas. Surely he was about to blow. Although introductions were made soon after the stage left Denver, Call was more